Good morning, July 5th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's through line is practical access, from no-cost harm reduction vending machines to rural opioid response funding with a July 8th deadline. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. On the social side, a pair of posts focused on harm reduction vending machines. One post on X from Wall Street Apes says two new drug user vending machines are being installed in Staten Island, New York. According to that post, the machines will provide free overdose rescue kits that include naloxone, or Narcan, along with drug testing strips. A related update comes from HoCo Times on X. That post says machines in Jessup and Columbia offer fentanyl and xylazine test strips, plus QR codes linking to treatment resources, with no cost and no questions asked. Together, those posts point to a continued push for low-barrier distribution models. There was also an opposition post on X from PeaceGrenade81. The post argues that addiction should have been addressed from the beginning through jail, treatment, or commitment for people with addictions, and hard labor for dealers. This is an example of opposition messaging that favors punitive responses over harm reduction. In research, one new paper in the Journal of Public Health Management and Practice looks at implementation of a multi-component intervention aimed at the infectious disease and overdose syndemic among people who use drugs in rural settings. Another study in Substance Abuse Treatment Prevention and Policy examines perspectives on harm reduction kit implementation across heterogeneous outpatient clinics. That may be especially useful for teams trying to adapt one model across different care settings. And a separate paper looks at the cost-effectiveness of emergency department-initiated buprenorphine with rapid follow-up for opioid use disorder. That is one to watch for programs making the case for emergency department-based treatment pathways. A few current funding opportunities also stand out. The Health Resources and Services Administration has two Rural Communities Opioid Response Program opportunities, R-Corp Impact and R-Corp Planning. Both have a deadline of July 8, 2026, so those are coming up soon. HRSA also has Screening and Treatment for Maternal Mental Health and Substance Use Disorders, or MMHSUD, with a deadline of July 17, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And finally, two action items in activism. The National Council for Mental Well-Being is asking people to contact their representative in support of the Residential Recovery for Seniors Act. Shatterproof is also asking for donations to support recovery support programs. If that aligns with your work or network, it is a direct way to back those services. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.